take to streets, and organize in our workplaces extract from latest socialist party leaflet complacency, incompetence, cronyism, corruption and downright cruelty. 150,000 deaths. That's the real covered record of the Tories, and working class people have paid for it. Amid criminal shortfalls in staff numbers, bed shortages and inadequate PPE, the result of years of privatization and austerity, NHS and care staff have worked themselves to exhaustion to save lives. A 1% pay rise, along with a pay freeze for the rest of the public sector, is a slap in the face. Trashing previous pandemic preparations, booting elderly people, untested, out of hospitals into care homes, bunging billions of pounds of public money to their big business mates, at every stage Boris Johnson and the Tories have put profit before lives. Now they've fallen out, but we didn't need former Tory advisors like Dominic Cummings to tell us what's wrong. But where is the opposition from the Labour Party, that should have been lacerating Johnson, and championing workers' interests, instead of allowing him to temporarily bask in the success of the vaccine programme, and pretend to stand up for the working class? Right-wing Labour leader Keir Starmer has meekly nodded along with the Tories all year. But he hasn't shown the same mildness in his party, ruthlessly driving out Jeremy Corbyn and the anti-austerity programme that demanded an end to cuts and privatization in the NHS. Workers need our own political voice, we need a new mass party of working class and young people. And we need a fight back, to take to the streets, and organize in our workplaces. So let's put demands on the trade union leaders. We call for a national NHS demonstration and to prepare the ground for national coordinated strike action. The Tories are using covered to accelerate the privatization of the NHS, and their plans for social care don't include reinstating the millions cut from budgets, or taking care homes out of the hands of private profiteers, and bringing them back in-house. It is only through mass workers' struggle, linked to fighting for a working-class political voice, that we can establish a fully funded, publicly owned and democratically controlled NHS and social care system, a socialist NHS.